was interesting stuff. So that's the Gro writes is the koach of dvarim betelim, is that when a person brings on himself that koach of tumah, it doesn't let him go until he gives in and keeps on going and going. And therefore it says, what's the hana of dvarim betelim? That's the hana. You're giving it to the koach of tumah. That's what he says. And memela, this is the biggest stira to Torah learning. And okay, I saw in this Rav Samsonovich that was here. So he writes similar. He said that in Ponovich, he said there used to be an area in the yeshiva. It was like a porch, and he said there were guys that were always sitting there schmoozing, doing seder on that porch. So he said that porch is Gehenna. So Rav Samsonovich says, after I saw that going, I saw that it wasn't related to Baalim. That porch is so much of that Kayacha Tumah that's like is like Gehenna over there. That's what they said Rav Katzler. Anyway, Akoponim. So the Siddur Agra takes it a step further. Unbelievable Siddur Agra. So the Siddur Agra now says, okay, so you wake up in the morning and you just said, I'm Avrashena, and then you're not mafsik, and you go straight into the Yiratzit. Yiratzit mafanach, you say, right? Well, what does that mean? Targilenu. So do it. What do you mean? Just make me accustomed? If you do it, you'll get accustomed to it. What do you want from me? What's the show? What are we asking over there? So he says the Siddur Agra. I says you just woke up, and also why does this have to be samuch to Marashena? What's the say? It could say it any time during the day. It's a beautiful tefillah. So he says you wake up in the morning. You're at a major, major crossroads right now. Because whatever way you go, that has a very strong impact on your whole day. If you start your day with a Kerech Kedusha, that Kerech Kedusha will impact mitzvah gerais mitzvah. That Kerech Kedusha will impact your decisions and will impact your ability to do mitzvahs the whole day. If you start off the day on a bad note, so you're going to be, he brings the Gra, and the Siddur Gra there, the Siach Yitzchak brings this Pirsha Gra Nishlei. This is, you're going to bring upon yourself Ruach HaTumah, then you're not going to be able to get out of it the whole day. It's going to be much harder. He says, right after Amar Shena, you wake up in the morning, you say, Targilenu b'sarasecha. It should be regilus for me, bring upon me a Ruach HaKedusha that should allow me and help me that I should go on the right path for the whole day. That's what we're saying. We're saying, I want to be on the right path. I just woke up. I want to decide what to do, Targilenu b'sarasecha. And if I do that, Dabkenu b'mitzvasecha, and then I'll be able to be Dabak in the mitzvahs, because I'll have this regilus, I'll have a tendency towards the proper mitzvahs that I'm going to be bringing upon myself that Kerech HaKadosh. That's why it's so important. What was that thing? Wake up, the first thing, Folgers in my cup. What was it?
Oh, it's a little before my times, I think.
Before your times?
It's part of a here.
No? Anyway.
It's part of waking up. It's part of
Best
waking
part,
up.
best part of waking up. Right? So it Lamaisa, it's very, very negative. A person, they wake up in the morning, they get in the car, they're going to shul to a chavrusa. So they think they're starting off great. What do they do? Turn on the radio and they hear some guy schmutz about the latest overnight. There were 17 murders and three. This type of crime, and for this, and then the three Lashon Haras, and so now that's how you started your day on Lysa. You didn't end up starting your day with the Chavrusa you have and with the Davening you have, right? So it's very important that you start off your day, you protect yourself. When you start the day, you gotta start the day with the right thing. A person wakes up, get a Chavrusa, So,
I'm not supposed to talk about
right, it's shmooze too much for davening, it's not good.
that. That's what's talk at all.
Right. I have a guy, there's a guy, and just tonight. So we, about a year ago, I told him he's got to make a come home. He's got to do something. This guy, whatever it was, he's not a, like a football guy. So he wasn't really putting on tefillin every day. Every guy has their own assignment. Who knows? So put stuff on tefillin in the morning. So Lamaisa, he did 200 days in a row. Pretty good. If you're not used to it, it's like every day, it's like a new thing. So 200 days in a row. So yeah, I told him we'll make him a special dinner in my house. Kids take 200. So we made a whole thing in my house for this guy. The kids are, you know, barbecue, whatever. So he was saying that Lamaisa changes all day. It's not just you know, put on tefillin, sick and die. Imagine if you don't think about it. Imagine you wake up in the morning and you go, you know, and you go straight to work or whatever.
It's not about putting on tefillin. It's putting on tefillin first thing in the morning.
Right. I mean, that's for sure. But we're so used to, like, you get up, you daven. It's just like you've been doing that since, you know. But like, if you don't have that. So what's your whole day? You get up and you go to work. Like, you're missing your whole, what the davening does, the mice, you have to appreciate it for a second. We just do it because, like, okay, I have to get up an extra half hour earlier before I would like to, you know. But if you think about it, you're struggling with your whole day. Your whole day, you have chavrusa before davening, and you have chashir after davening, whatever, you figure it out. The mice, you're struggling with your whole day, and that brings upon you, you're repositioning yourself completely in the way you know, how your day could be. So Shem, we should continue to Zerich. I remember there was a friend of mine, there's a grandson of Rebbe Leib Boxed. So he asked him, I don't know if he asked Rebbe Leib so he asked him, he says, is Mutter take a shower before davening? I'm shy on the place, you gotta take a shower before davening. He said, I don't know if it's Mutter now, but it's looking like it's Kenny the get up, you
dominant,
man.
I'm ready for the next one.
Okay.
Different.
It's a little different. This is like working at, you know, you got to get your, right. You know. I mean, and today, everyone has a different Seder HaYom. I'm just saying, that was his reaction. It's like, the first thing you do is you daven. There's nothing else. You don't do anything else before davening. You know? So anyway, all right. We'll see you. I'm not everybody.